All comments on Serotalk Tech Chats are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotech Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers. Welcome to the latest Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deaf-blind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. And now, here's your host, Michael Loft. And welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat number 78 for November 18, 2010. So tonight's topic for number 78 is holiday shopping, online websites and resources and coupon codes and just smart consumer safety things you should keep in mind. Joining us tonight, we have J.J. Meadow.
Hello.
And Matt McCubbin, both of BlindBargains.com. So we got the experts in here tonight covering deals and, again, safes, websites, store policies, coupon codes. We're going to talk about Groupon. That's something JJ's really been, and Matt, been really plugging a lot. Accessible toys and phones, electronics, games, cookware, all that and much more all coming up. Next week, it's going to be pre-recorded since Thursday falls on Thanksgiving, but we're going to talk about dog safety, particular diet, obedience, grooming, even mistreatment. I think it's a very interesting lady. Her name is Deanne Chapman, and she knows a lot about the subject. So if you think that one person can't make a difference in terms of advocacy, you better think again, because Deanne saves a minimum of one dog every day, their life, through using Facebook. And while she's not blind, Deanne does live with and deal with Crohn's disease, and I think has a very, very incredible story. So if you want to learn how to advocate for whatever you believe in, or just learn how to better care for your pet, just obedience and you get diet, some of the rotten things that are put in some of the name brands of dog food. We'll be talking about that and so much more. Before we go to JJ and Matt, I want to just look at some of these general consumer bits of information so that folks can be aware of these things. And, of course, this is all up on the show notes page for you. Remember that most deals online, I'm going to let JJ talk about this, I guess, so we will interact here, but most deals online only last for a few hours. So they come up very quickly and leave very quickly. So we would encourage you to, A, maybe subscribe to, if you're on Twitter, subscribe to Blind Bargains if you haven't done so, or just make a point of dropping by blindbargains.com regularly, especially right now. There'll be a big frenzy in the next few days, won't there?
Yep. Definitely. Where that's especially true as far as the deals lasting for a few hours or even an hour or a few minutes, next week, a lot of stores, they'll do their Black Friday store sales, but they'll also have Black Friday deals online. So a lot of times you can get a lot of the same deals. You don't even have to go to the store, which is really cool. But at the same time, you sometimes have to get up at some odd hour or, at least, be on the keen eye, know what you're looking for and watch for the sale to start, and then don't hesitate and get it right away if you know that's what you want to buy.
Yeah, exactly. So you really don't want to waste time when you see those deals. Get it. Remember when comparing prices include shipping cost and other incidentals. I mean, there's all kinds of things that stores will do, trying to sell you third-party modules and sometimes even third-party service agreements. So kind of what have you seen there, JJ? I mean, obviously you want to look at your final checkout price and what that's going to be.
Yeah, definitely. They really try to upsell things, the extended warranties, and sometimes they're worth it. If you're buying an iPod, then you might want a warranty from Square Trade or something like that. But, watch those. Sometimes they're just little check boxes. Check here for the $20 service plan. So you got to make sure you don't just check every box you see. Next thing you know, you're going to be adding all sorts of accessories to your product that you didn't exactly want.
Or sometimes you have to uncheck the box because they are opt-outs. Are you going to say something, Matt?
Yep. Also, remember sales tax. Some places will, like the Apple Store, for instance, will charge sales tax because many states do have Apple Store locations, physical locations, so they will charge sales tax. Whereas Amazon.com, for most states, won't charge sales tax. So you'll definitely want to think about tax and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. If a company has any physical presence in your state, they do have to charge your state sales tax. Remember that the best deals are not always on Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, or Cyber Monday, the Monday following Thanksgiving. And many deals actually come about 2 weeks before, I guess, as merchants find out there are certain items that just aren't selling as they had hoped. But what have you found for other times when these deals just pop up?
It really depends. Yeah, starting this week, we've already been seeing some pre-Black Friday sales that are actually cheaper than the Black Friday prices. And then also, what would you say, Matt? Like around that second week of December when
the
things that they're just trying to get rid of and maybe they just didn't sell well enough during Black Friday.
Yep. Right now, we just posted Mac Mall has a really, it's like their pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now. And there are some pretty good deals on items Mac related that you might not see during Black Friday. So generally, you want to look before Black Friday and then after Cyber Monday especially, and all the way through mid-December.
Also important to know your merchants. So if it's a smaller company you've never heard of, check them out online or at least go with sites that have been recommended by someone. But I'll ask both you, JJ and Matt, what do you do when you're researching a new company if you're deciding that you want to link to them and make sure that they are a reliable vendor?
As far as new merchants, I will look around and see if they're being, it really depends who they're being recommended by. If I say I found them on the Google product search, I'll see if they have any ratings or reviews, because a company that only has one or two ratings, a lot of times you might want to be a little more wary about. I think it also depends, too, if I'm buying a $5 item or a $1,000 item. I mean, if I'm buying a new computer, I'm certainly going to do a lot more research into the company than if I'm buying a headphone splitter.
But if you had negative experiences, have you been burned?
Once or twice. Really, it's very rare. It's happened a time or two from eBay sellers, but really that hasn't happened as much recently because companies are so worried about their reputation, and they know if you do get burned, you're going to go all over Twitter and or on the web or wherever and tell everybody about it. So it has gotten better, but you got to be careful. You do definitely have to be careful with sites, and you need to list it a little further down. If they don't give out an address for their website or for their physical address or a phone number or a way to contact them after, that definitely makes me a little more wary.
Yep, or if a site doesn't have a good terms of service or privacy policy, then that's a big flag that you might not want to do business with them.
Right, and never give out your password to anyone, even a merchant that may be asking for it, saying, hey, we need to validate something here, or those pop-up messages that might come up in the browser. Oh, there's a problem with your security here. Click here and we'll get it resolved for you. Or an email message saying the same thing. Your account has been compromised. If you're concerned, contact the business directly. But never give out that password. Remember, you can always reset your passwords through most legitimate, credible websites. Anyone asking for it is likely shouldn't be having it. Big one here. I want to talk about this. Always using a credit card and avoiding the debit card, because by law, you're only responsible for the first $50 of a fraudulent charge or charges, and most companies waive that because they don't want to lose your business. But that's a very important thing, isn't it?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's an extra blanket of security as far as being able to do a chargeback in case something were to happen and you're not able to resolve with the merchant. It's nice to have that extra layer of security.
Yeah, and especially some credit cards, I know American Express does this, and I'm sure other companies do this, is they'll give you a 90-day window after you buy an item where if something happens to it, if you break it or it gets stolen, they'll actually replace the item, no questions asked. So it's you'll definitely want to look at credit cards, and if you have one, look at what perks it gives you, because you definitely have a lot more protection and benefits to a credit card than using a debit card from a bank.
Definitely. And as far as the whole credit card versus giving a credit card number over the phone debate, honestly, your websites, anybody who takes credit cards has a secure SSL layer on their website. And if you're putting your credit card out on the web, I generally think it's safer than giving it over the phone, because if you're giving it to some person on the phone, they could easily take the number and write it down and do whatever they wanted with it, where on many shopping carts and websites, no one at the company even has access to see the credit card number. It gets sent straight over to the credit card provider. So I know that's the case for our company. We can't even see credit card numbers on our website. So, I mean, I generally think that's actually safer now than credit cards over the phone.
Well, exactly, and it's been proven that over 85% of theft is from someone you know. It's a family member or friend of a family member, someone your kids have brought in the home. So those are things. The other big one is always keep your receipt. And remember to print that bad boy out and keep it. Not only, it says here, until the unit is ordered, but I would say keep it through the entire warranty period. As long as you may need to make a claim if the item breaks or you need to take advantage of customer service or warranties where that item is concerned, hold on to those receipts. It's a very important thing to do.
Yep, and for online, I have an email folder. So whenever I order online, it goes straight over to the receipts folder, so I just know exactly where that stuff is.
And again, as you mentioned before, confirm an online seller's physical address and phone number. I say, if you can't get that information, then you need to stay away from them. They may be okay, but it's not worth risking it because, first of all, how would you dispute a charge? And, yeah, maybe you could contact via email, but it's going to take much longer. So those are all. I would definitely stay away from any company that's not giving me some real-world contact information. And I guess someone could even fake it. We've seen people use non-existent addresses. And, again, folks, this stuff's rare. I don't mean to scare you, but I'm saying this is all just safe consumer precautionary stuff that we should do. And especially when you're dealing with a merchant for the first time with no kind of track record where you haven't spoken with anyone. You know, I never email your credit cards. I knew someone who did that last year, and I cringed. And I emailed it to a guy in Russia, and I'm going to get my product next week. And I never did hear how that one ended. But you know exactly what you're buying, you know, because there's other terms that come up too, like refurbished, vintage, closeout. And yes, it's kind of boring, folks, but especially on a site for the first time, read those terms of service or privacy policies because you never know what third parties they might be sharing that information with. You might be opting into some other programs and services. So any thoughts on any of that stuff that I've just mentioned?
Especially with the refurbished items, I mean, you can do good on getting refurbished items, but definitely check the warranty that comes with it. If it's refurbished and you're only getting a 30-day warranty, then you might want to stay away. I mean, sometimes I did, like, we posted a refurbished laptop on buy.com today, and you could add the 2-year square trade extended warranty to it. So if I were to buy that laptop, I would also add the warranty to go with it. And so you really got to be careful. I mean, there are a lot of good refurbished items out there, but there's also, you know, you're right. You got to look at the warranty and just kind of definitely be a little more careful if you're going to do that. Yep. Is it worth saving $5 or $10 when you could maybe pay a little more and get a brand new the same item?
Michael, you had also mentioned refund policies. Many retailers around the holidays have extended refund policies. And basically what they'll do is even if you buy an item now and you designate it as a gift, you can still return it later on after like a 30-day window, and they'll be able to extend that for you because it is a gift. So definitely read those terms because they're very important.
Yeah, and again, as you said, name brand items with a really great low price could be too good to be true, or they make it up in the shipping cost, or it could actually be fake. It could be a similar sounding name but not the actual product you think it is. And so, again, know the entire cost, including the shipping and handling. And check competitor sites. You know, price comparison sites, all good things you could do there. Of course, it says never send cash. And we mentioned before, we can't emphasize it enough, knowing the return, a refund, or exchange policy. Some folks think they have 3 days to cancel their mind. It doesn't work that way. There are a few states with exceptions, and there are some certain products that have better refund policies. But generally speaking, you should assume that all sales are final because in most cases they are. And I want you to talk about this one because it said that sellers must ship at the time they specify or, if they don't, within 30 days. And so people, first of all, should not assume that you're going to get your item by Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever special holiday you may be celebrating. But that's very important because some companies do take and hold that credit card information, or maybe they're going out 30 or 60 days. And there's some laws, I think, that within the 30 days they can tell you they need another 30 days. But if you want to comment on that about receiving our products when purchasing.
Yeah, especially with stores that don't really give any guarantees of shipping days, I really definitely want to know that my item's going to be shipped out the next day or the day after if I'm going to order from a store. And some of your smaller merchants aren't as good with that. So every online store will have a link that says shipping policies. And sometimes you can see, okay, we ship Monday through Friday, or some stores will say we only ship on Mondays and Wednesdays. But it's good to read these policies, especially if you're trying to order and hit Christmas or Hanukkah or holiday. You can't necessarily wait until December 20th or 21st to order that item. There are some exceptions to that, and we also have the shipping guide, which we'll talk about later, to help with that. But
yes, I guess the only final thing I wanted to mention there was, just so folks remember, just check your credit card statements for any unauthorized charges. Because, again, does buy.com used to do it? There used to be this weird opt-out thing you had to do, and it was a pop-up page, and you just really had to close the page. I think they've changed
it. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's changed. I have not ordered an item from buy.com in several months, but I haven't heard anyone complaining about it lately. Some sites have done. Restaurant.com had a thing for a while that you had to be careful of. So you definitely, at the end of the checkout pages, sometimes they'll try to get you to, you know, sign up for these, rewards clubs or things like that. You know, generally you want to stay away from that unless you really read what you're signing up for. And and know what you're getting into.
So again, if you do all these things, you've taken all this sage advice, or you just have a problem the company doesn't follow through, there's certainly one thing you can do is you could file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, which covers businesses in the United States and Canada. There's no guarantee it'll work, but it doesn't cost you anything. And more often than not, within 30 days, you're going to at least get some response from the company. And if you don't, then at least you've made a public record that this company has done you wrong in this case. And likewise, it's a great way to go look up new companies you've never done businesses before. You have to learn how to read and understand that complaint data. And there's a lot of even arguably better resources now out there where you can go read comments that people have made about their successes or failures with a business, keeping in mind that some people are unreasonable, but you can get larger numbers, people comment. And do you see that a lot? I mean, where people comments, do you use those comments on different sites or the star ratings or...
We generally look at those, and what you can do also is if you are not sure of a company, you can type in their name and scam, the word scam in Google, and kind of see what pops up. But generally, you'll if you've never heard of a merchant before, you do want to do your homework, especially, like JJ said, if the item is like a high priced item. I think what's really cool is if you're not sure of a merchant, use PayPal because PayPal won't send your credit card information to the company.
Right.
That's true.
PayPal's got a really bad rap, but it's a great resource. And some people do all of their business through PayPal, especially when international, but just all their business. And that way it all goes through one place and they have a starting point. And PayPal now, which I don't think they did in the past, but you now have 45 days to dispute any transaction. So I don't know how that dispute process works.
It's a very buyer-friendly policy. I mean, sometimes it's weighed a little too heavily in that direction. But PayPal does give you it's a lot more peace of mind than they used to give, especially if you're buying things off eBay. You definitely have a buyer satisfaction and things that you can look at. And, you know, there are a lot of – I mean, don't scare you away from every small business that you've never heard of, because there are a lot of great small businesses out there. You just got to make sure you do your due diligence. I mean, I've ordered fudge and gourmet cheese and, you know, there's lots of cool things from little mom-and-pop stores. But you just got to be, you know, careful and make sure you know the site looks legitimate.
Well, that is interesting. A very interesting point you made there about a little heavy toward buyers. Of course, you being a retailer and a merchant, and we'll talk about some of the items that you're selling as well, but that I understand that the credit card company can have up to 6 months to come back and say, hey, that card was bad, it was false, it was stolen, or whatever. So there's a lot of things that, you know, merchants, and that could be its own tech chat, things that merchants would want to keep in mind if you're getting into the retail space. But, yeah, they do weigh heavy towards consumers. The old adage that the customer is always right is not quite the case, because there are consumers who will scam and just get buyer's remorse, which, by the way, is one complaint I know the Better Business Bureau won't handle if they know that. But, you know, that's a tough thing for merchants as well. But let's get into some of the specific products. I want to start with one of the posts you did recently that talks about accessible toys for the young and young at heart. So do you own any of this stuff, or do you just kind of linked to it, wrote, and went through? Or?
Oh, no. I do own a few things. We have a Bopford here, and I believe I mentioned Say What in that game, which I shamefully bought Matt for Christmas so I could play with. There are a lot of cool games and toys out there, and my family's always been one to enjoy playing a lot of board games and card games, and that stuff never gets old, no matter how old you are. Not to mention some of the accessible computer games are definitely really cool.
What about Braille cards? A new lady I'm seeing, and she like family to get together and play cards, or sites to have those. I used to do it by hand, and I can, but geez, it might be worth it just to buy a deck or two and be done with it.
It is. Yeah, it's the cheapest to do it by hand. You can get your Braille cards for $6 or $7 a pack from Independent Living Aids or one of those other stores. Independent Living Aids, in particular, I can't guarantee, but every other year they have for the last 2 years, they'll do at least sometime before Christmas where it's free shipping with no minimum. And so if you're looking for items like Braille cards or small games or things like that, and you don't want to spend their normal $75 to get free shipping, just wait for that day, and then you can get all your low-tech items done then.
And, of course, a few other links that we have here in our show notes that you could check out, the link from SeroTalk.com or watching this presentation live or on demand. The November issue of AFB Access World has some gift ideas for everyone. Also, there was an Accessible World stocking stuffer I know they did two different episodes. I only see the second one linked to, but maybe they merged them together because it's like 159 minutes long. So there you go. And I think that particularly focuses on independent living aids and Speak to Me catalog products, but I haven't listened to it. There may be some other good
Executive Products was in that. We were in that one, and that would be just the second one because it was a pretty long event. So.
Okay, so I don't know what happened to the first one. Maybe they lost the archive or something. I don't see it on their page, but we have a link to the second one there for folks to check out. Anything else in the games department before we go into some of these other cool electronic gadgets here? Tech gadgets.
As far as games, I don't know. Do you have anything else?
Legos. Legos are always great. I loved Legos growing
up. Why not?
Did anyone else like me just throw your creation at the wall and just amused as it splattered all over the place and then annoyed when you had to go pick up every little piece and grope around on the floor?
I played Legos when I was a kid. The side of kids that I would play with, they would always get mad at me because I wouldn't color code everything correctly and it wouldn't match. Like, I don't care.
I mean, and they have the high-tech Legos today with, motors and hydraulics. And, you can really make some very interesting stuff if you want to go that far. But
I might.
Yeah, you might. I'm just going to link here real quick. Pop it up on the screen. If folks want to look at that accessible world and grab that MP3, don't press enter on it. Do a shift F10 and save it. Otherwise, you won't hear us anymore. But anyway, that's there. What about the price comparison sites? Do you use any of these or prefer one over another? Frugal, Nextag, Price Grabber, any others?
I bounce between Frugal and our own. I like, Frugal has probably the widest variety of merchants or Google products or whatever they're calling it this moment. But they probably have the widest variety of stores represented. They do have a lot of those quote-unquote stores that you've never heard of before. And I see that a lot for computer products where, it'll be like, computer parts PC warehouse. Like, what? And it'd be $100 cheaper, but it's kind of okay with no ratings. So you got to watch out for little things like that. But it is a good jumping-off point. And, of course, our own search we definitely use as well because, we wrote it and we like it.
Well, I want to talk about that, actually. Now, you have two things here. You have – so first, let's start. We have something called Blind Bargains Apps for JAWS and Window Eyes. And, oops, I had the wrong link. I did something wrong with that one. I apologize, folks. I will fix that in the archive. So what have you done there? You've built in some search tools for those screen reader users?
Yeah, what we've done, for the Blind Bargains website, we've improved our search page. So if you type any item, if you go to blindbargains.com, you type in an item such as iPod or talking clock or a CD, Beatles, it'll bring back results from all sorts of stores, including blindness retailers like Independent Living Aids, from Amazon, from 150 other stores. So now we've extended that and kind of incorporated it into JAWS and Window Eyes for now, and of course we're going to try to expand to other screen readers and platforms very soon. So right now in JAWS, using the researcher tool, or Window Eyes using a script, you can basically do that same search without having to go to the website. And you just hit a single hotkey, pop up a box, type in what you want. Within a couple seconds, you'll have the results.
That's pretty awesome. And also, you've set up a new feature with classifieds, where I guess for the price of $5, we can post our items. Maybe my old N82, I want to move that bad boy. So let's talk about your new classified service you're offering.
Yep. Well, basically, like you just said, if anyone wants to post an item or items, it doesn't matter. They can post an ad if they're looking for something, if they offer a really cool service. We just had someone today post a classified ad for a book that she wrote. So it really doesn't matter what you want to post. But for $5, you can post a classified ad on our website, and it will appear on the homepage. It will go out on our Twitter feed, and it will be in our daily email for the following day. So it's a great way to get your message, your product listing out to a couple thousand users at least.
Very cool stuff, so check all that out over at blindbargains.com. And let's look at a few specific products that you mentioned here. You said there's a new Moshi voice-activated alarm clock radio. How is this one different from the past units?
It's different because it has a radio. The other one was just the Moshi talking alarm clock, and now they've added an AM/FM radio to it as well. So instead of getting woke up by some crazy alarm sounds, you can get woke up by the radio. Which is a lot more pleasant to some people. And it's actually only about $10 more than the original Moshi. You get it for about $59.
But for clarification for folks, there are no voice commands for the radio, and it's not a digital radio. Is it just old school rotary tuning.
I'm not sure. I actually haven't seen the. I'm not sure if it's a dial. It might be a digital radio, but it will not announce the frequencies that you're on and things like that. You can't say you couldn't tell it to tune to a certain frequency. You could tell it just to turn it on and off. So that is not accessible. But you know, it's accessible as any other regular FM radio, and of course, all the clock and setting the alarms, everything like that runs with voice commands.
And what about this new talking instant read probe thermometer? This is not for body temperature. This is for cooking, right? Is that?
Yep. It's for cooking candy. It's great for candy or cooking meats. But it's great because it's really one of the first talking thermometers that's been able to go to get up to a really, really high temperature. This actually, you can use it up to like 570 degrees Fahrenheit. We actually tested it out on Blind Bargains, and we love the thing. It seems to be very accurate, and it's very quick about, you know, changing temperature. So you don't have to hold it in. You don't have to submerge it in whatever you're cooking for like 20 seconds. It'll update itself really quickly.
So let's talk about the iBill. Now, you guys are selling this. This is a great gift to anyone listening. I don't know what to get someone, but if you're handling currency or you want to treat yourself, those of us fortunate enough to do so, maybe we'll buy ourselves one thing throughout the year. And I bought the iBill in its very beginning release. So talk about that. And it's a great product.
It's still a very popular product that's out there, of course. It's the smallest and fastest money identifier that's out there, and also the most affordable at under $100. So it's very sturdy. It's lightweight. You can just slip it in your pocket, and you have it, that peace of mind if you're taking a cab or if someone's handing you money, or say you're working a job where you deal a lot with a lot of money. It's really nice to have that extra security blanket, and they're still a very popular item, and they will be for the holidays, I'm sure.
So check that out, folks. Now, you said Black November here at Newegg. So you're saying the whole month they've already rolled this thing out with their deals?
Yep, that's what they're calling it. I mean, I'm sure the best deals are going to come out next week, but they've been doing a lot of pre-sales already, daily deals, you know, percents off on certain categories. So especially if you're looking for all sorts of gadgets and computer items, that would definitely wouldn't be one I would go back and check every day.
Okay, and you said Amazon Black Friday starts Monday, November 22nd. And something you mentioned before we began the program is they monitor what other sites are doing. So oftentimes you see a special, and many times within 5 or 10 minutes, Amazon is matching that price. So they're constantly monitoring the internet and matching deals. So if you like Amazon, if you're comfortable with that portal, you used them before, oftentimes they will match these other deals. Because I've done it before. I've seen it. Maybe either was too late or saw it a half hour later, and just went and checked on Amazon and thought, wow, the price was the same. I didn't realize they're actually, in this 21st century, actually just staying on top of what their competitors are doing and quickly matching those prices.
Absolutely. I mean, last year Amazon had one of the most extensive Black Friday, or they made it the whole week, as we know, all the way through Cyber Monday. Last week they had a very extensive sale last year in all sorts of categories. They had hundreds of MP3 albums for $5 or less. They had just a lot of different categories. They were doing hourly deals and all sorts of things. So it's definitely worth checking. We don't really have much of a clue yet on what they're going to do, but Monday at 3 a.m.-ish, I will probably be up and watching them for that page to pop up, and we'll see what's there.
I apologize. I'm not sure why I can't seem to click on any pages to update the links here. I'm not showing, but we are connected. So look at some of the other stuff that you're talking about here. I guess you mentioned games. I think you mentioned this one earlier. Bop It for $12.54. You have 15.
Why not? Who doesn't want to Bop It? You know?
Yeah,
I can
Bop
do this all night, I guess.
Yeah, loving that Bop It. I was going to say for kids, but also young adults and folks of all ages. It's a cool game, and it's kind of, so we're on board here. Bop It for a little while. You know, drive yourself nuts. Also, you mentioned 15% off Braille and electronic cookbooks over at Blind My Smart. That going on through December 5th. And I haven't used these, but this is kind of neat. The Braille Perfect Measuring Cups and Spoons. I assume also over at
Blind My Smart. We have some of those around here, and they're great because we're finding that when you go to the store and buy measuring cups, they don't have raised print anymore. So it's great to be able to instantly know exactly what measuring bowl or spoon I'm using.
So I want to talk to you about Groupon. They have this one daily deal for your city. And also you mentioned it's great for gift certificates. So basically, I know those of you who may have used something like Woot.com, where every day at midnight they issue a new one for your city, and it's a discount, you said, sometimes up to 50%, oftentimes restaurant deals. So talk about Groupon and how it works.
Sure. Groupon, like you said, is a daily deal site. It's now expanded out to over 100 cities, and actually they're adding quite a few more over the next couple of weeks. So most big cities and a lot of smaller cities now have Groupon deals. And what they are is they're local deals for your city. So, for instance, Monday it might be spend $25 for a $50 gift certificate to a steak restaurant. And Tuesday it might be, you know, spend $20 for a 60-minute massage. And it, you know, every day it's a different deal. The deal has to – they have to sell at least a certain number for the deal to tip and for it to be live. But that basically happens every day. So – what you do is you go on that day, you buy the deal, and then you print out your certificate, and then you generally have 6 months or a year to use it. They'll always tell you how long you have to use your certificate, and you it works. The certificate just works just like cash. If there's any restrictions, they'll tell you if there's any restrictions on the items. Especially if you're traveling a lot, like I started looking at deals for the conventions next summer in Orlando and Reno, Nevada. You know. Because I know I'm going to be traveling there. Like, hey, if I can find some good deals on some restaurants and save at least 50% or more, it is worth me doing. There's also some that are online. They've had Groupon deals before for, say, like chocolate.com or for Zazzle or for other online websites where you can see you don't even have to live in a certain city to take advantage of those. So it's Groupon.com. Of course, it's linked to on the show notes as well. And it's really, you can subscribe and get email alerts every day for whichever cities you want to watch. If you have family that lives in another city, you can, you know, watch the deals in their city and perhaps find something for Christmas to give them to them. And then you can give them a $50 gift certificate and only spend $25. So it looks like you're a bigger spender than you really are.
Hey, big spender, spend a little more cash on me, right? So let's talk about Amazon Prime, because folks that aren't aware of it, so basically this is something you... And you get like a free 30 days, and then you pay, you have to give them your credit card, which I already have if you bought anything, and then like $79 or something, and you get great discounts over the next year. But also there were some deals for 1 year free for students, like college students, and even a 3 month free use of Amazon Prime for mothers and caregivers. So talk about Amazon Prime, how that works.
We love Amazon Prime here. And basically, Amazon Prime will give you free 2-day shipping on any item that Amazon sells directly. So you want to make sure if you do have a Prime membership, you want to make sure it says sold by Amazon.com. Or if you don't have one, it'll say this item qualifies for free super saver shipping. But you want to make sure it's sold by Amazon. But Prime will give you free 2-day shipping on any item that they sell. And if you want to upgrade to next day shipping, you pay $3.99 per item. And if you're a big spender at Amazon, it definitely saves you money over time.
No minimum. There's no $25.
There's no $25 minimum. And if you do have a Prime membership, you can actually share your membership with up to 4 additional family members. So basically, if you have 4 family members, or they really don't check, but friends, you can share it with your friends or whatever. And it comes out to about, you know, $16 a person. So definitely, that definitely makes it worthwhile.
And then as far as students, if you have a .edu email address now, they're offering a free year of Prime membership, so you don't even have to pay the $75 if you're a student. If you're a mom or dad, or can they call it Amazon Moms, but you can be a dad too, or a caregiver, you can get a 3-month membership for free. And then if you actually use the membership and buy some products from Amazon, they'll actually extend your free membership out several more months. So there's a couple ways to get free Amazon Prime. And if nothing else, you can get the 30-day trial through the holidays. And that's nice to have, you know, with that free, that 2-day shipping and even the overnight shipping. That means you can order items all the way up to December 23rd at about 7:30 p.m. and pretty much have it for Christmas.
Wow. So, again, we don't recommend making a habit of it, but you have to have some last-minute items that sets up a portal for you. Let's talk about your Blind Bargains 2010 holiday shipping guide that you've created and kind of what that covers.
Basically, the holiday shipping guide is we looked at a bunch of different retailers, including blindness stores such as Independent Living Aids and Blind MySmart, and we asked them, or in some cases looked on their websites, to see the cutoff dates to ensure items delivery by Christmas. And like for Amazon, for instance, we'll let you know the standard shipping date that you can expect to have an item by Christmas, and then we'll also list the, you know, the overnight one. So it's basically a guide that will let you know in a roundabout way when you should order items to ensure delivery by Christmas. Now you'll wanna make sure that if you really need an item, that you look, you know, that you want to make sure you watch out for weather. Because weather has been known to, you know, to stop UPS.
It does happen. Yeah, 2 years ago, there was a big storm here in the Midwest, and around, and you probably remember that. And I remember I tried to order things, and there was a couple of things that I had to show up on the 26th. So,
right, and depends also the courier you're using. I know a lot of times the U.S. Postal Service gets really backed up, and then a lot of things will come right at the last minute. So, again, I wouldn't make a habit of it. And well, there's some great deals now if you can get in here before the end of November and do your purchases. And again, there's a gamble period. What is it, around the 10th or 11th or maybe the 15th when sites start really offering some last minute or
yeah, that, generally those first couple weeks of December, there's going to be deals. Another one that we didn't get on the show notes, but they're doing it for the third year. It's freeshippingday.com, and that's December 17th this year, and that's when over 1,000 stores are going to, they're guaranteeing free shipping in there for Christmas delivery. So that'll be something else. So there'll be a lot of stores on the 17th offering free shipping.
Okay, well, we've opened up for text questions tonight, and here's our first question. Ranger's asking, says, can JJ and Matt tell us what are the hot gifts this year in terms of products? And I was going to ask that because I know you run redirects to your website. So what things are selling? And or what have you seen last year that you think maybe it's going to carry over or trends?
Well, let's see. Well, we probably both have answers to this. You know, obviously, all the various iPods are hot. And actually, the cool thing about the iPods now is now that there's been accessible iPods for a couple years, you could get a really good deal, say, on the fourth generation Nano. They're up to the sixth generation now. But, you know, that one was even accessible. Or the iPod touches from last year. Of course, you got to make sure you're doing a little bit of research and getting one that's actually accessible. But that does open up some options to perhaps get some a little bit cheaper accessible iPod that was available before. I'm seeing the older Nanos for $80 or $90 now. Obviously, the various tech gadgets, flash drives, definitely there'll be some really good deals. I'm sure, you know, 16 gig drives for around $20-$25 will probably pop up next week. Those do well. External hard drives do really well. Memory cards for your phone, micro SD cards are definitely and
phones and themselves.
Yep, and phones, SD cards for all the Victor Streams and Book Senses out there. A lot of people want to, you know, upgrade their memory, and that's a really cheap way to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, you know, even, you know, the big media players like the Book Sense and the Stream, they're still popular. Getting away from the tech stuff, it really depends on what kind of deals come through. It's all over the place. A lot of kitchens and housewares type items, especially if they're newer gadgets, they're really popular. You know, we're always surprised when we see the numbers because we have a most popular deal section on our site. You can always go and see what's most popular if you're not sure. And we're definitely surprised sometimes by the items that we post. Wow, I didn't think that would be as popular as it was.
And what about games?
Well, it depends. You know, the little portable handheld electronic ones, like the Freeze Up category game that came out last year and the Bop It that came out last year, those are, of course, popular. Some of the accessible computer games are cool, you know, like Entombed or Q9 or, you know, there's some of the others like that. Don't forget about the memberships, too, to all the various sites, like All in Play for card games or Blind Adrenaline. If you have someone who doesn't have a SamNet membership, that'd be a cool holiday gift, or his own BBS or something like that. There's, you know, a lot of different sites out like that that can, you know, you can give someone a whole year of membership at a place for a pretty reasonable price.
Okay, it looks like we have an audio question. I'm going to accept it here and may take an, unfortunately, you guys will not be able to hear it, so hold tight and I will relay it to you.
Flash drives, that'll definitely look.
Hi, I was wondering, this is Mallory Sally calling, or writing, however you want to put it. Just a question, and I don't know if this is really your territory or not, but I was looking for a couple of things. I was looking for a scientific calculator, a talking scientific calculator, and I was also looking for a... one of those Franklin Language Masters. I guess it's a talking dictionary. It's a Franklin Language Master. I think that's what it's called.
Okay, so he's asking about the Franklin Language Master as well as a talking scientific calculator. Now, didn't the company that made the iBill also produce one of those, or what's
yes.
available in those two options?
They do have an Orion TI-36 scientific talking calculator. It's about $250. Maybe a little overpriced, but if it's something you're really looking for, I know there's people who have had success with using that calculator, and it certainly does work. That's from Orbit Research, so that would be orbitresearch.com. The Language Master, I think, are they still making that?
I'm not sure if they are still making the 6000, the SE. Ironically enough, I just sold one yesterday. but I think I saw it on Amazon, and I don't recall the price.
Well, we'll write it down, we'll take a look, and we'll get a link up on blindbargains.com within the next day for the Language Master.
I know new they're around $450, $495. I believe that's what they were costing new a couple of years ago. So we'll take another look at that.
There might be other people looking to sell those things too. I mean, if you're okay with a used one in good condition, because I know there are a lot of people that do have those that maybe just have them collecting dust somewhere.
Richard Wells writes and says he wants a Book Sense for Christmas, and where might he find the best deals for that? Now, that's kind of interesting with the shift there, but do you know what discounts and deals for that might be?
GW was doing them for $449 because they were trying to close out their inventory. I haven't heard, or have you heard, Matt, if they still have them in stock?
I don't know. They haven't really
said that. They had this about 2 weeks ago.
Yep, give them a call. That's probably the best.
Adaptive Information. I'm not sure if he has any left. Roger Bam up in Wisconsin. I know he always runs deals and all sorts of things. If UW doesn't have any, you might check with him as well, because I know he definitely does deals on items like that. I'm not sure if Handytech has any left either. So any of those places. I don't know which one is the cheapest right now, but you should be able to get it for around $450. That's for the XT. If you want the standard, you probably can get it for about $315, $320.
Well, the Bookport Plus is looking more interesting now. They're going to add support for DocX and protected Windows Media Audio and streaming radio, which to me would make any of these devices give it maybe a little bit more interest to me. Of course, I already have an iPhone, so
right.
There's really no reason for me to go back, but I think it's interesting that getting into that space as well.
That definitely. It might be a few months. I mean, that was on the annual report, which means that's projected through the end of next September, so I mean, it could be a while, but it's definitely something I know they're working on.
Well, I saw a demo at the ACB in Phoenix where they actually showed them pulling down a book.
Maybe it's closer then. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know where they are with the time frame on that, but so that's a whole thing. If you're into one of those dedicated portable devices, you know, if you want to go that route. Well, now it's working. I'm showing your holiday shipping guide here, so folks can check that out and look at that. We'll go back and see what's going on there. So welcome. Please give us your questions. Again, November 24th, we'll post it the day before Thanksgiving, all about dogs and your pets with Deanne Chapman. Let's see our next question here. Do you have any ideas of a gift for someone who is really difficult to shop for? And already I'm thinking gift cards. All you got to do is kind of know what they like and kind of go there. Any really unique gifts in mind?
It depends on, you know, if they like food, and that's one. There's a lot of different sites that have different gourmet food items of, you know, everything from chocolate to
steaks.
You could get Omaha steaks are good. You know, those edible arrangement flower things that you can get, those are pretty cool. You could send them a Vermont teddy bear. But yeah, the gift cards are also a good idea. It's a fallback. I know some people say that gift cards are a cop out gift, but who's ever complained about getting a gift card?
Well, when you say someone, right, it also depends, male or female, family member, friend, you know. So, but gift cards have really taken off. And maybe a few things that folks need to keep in mind if they buy gift cards, because I know some, like I've seen at malls, they actually depreciate 5 or 10% a month. So, or they do have a definite expiration, and if someone doesn't use it in 6 months or a year, the thing has no value. So,
definitely. A lot of restaurants now will do it over the holidays, that if you buy, say, like a $25 or $50 gift card, then they'll give you an extra $5 or $10 one for free. So you could do that and then, you know, have a meal for yourself too.
Yeah, I think if the person's, well, I guess it doesn't even matter if they're close, because you've got a lot of chain restaurants, but we all like and need to eat. So, as long as they get out of the house, a restaurant gift card, you can't go wrong there, certainly.
Definitely. I've done that for
for local restaurants. If I knew what city they were living in, instead of just giving them a chain gift card, I would actually try to find a recommendation for a good restaurant in their town and then get a gift card for that, because at least it seems a little more personal.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. You can always contact if you know there's a favorite place he or she likes to eat and just see if they got a card, and maybe they can do that, mail it over to you. And
Or Yelp or Urban Spoon or one of those type of sites.
Right, so there's a lot of good resources for that as well. So we welcome your questions. Also coming up in Future Tech Chats, December 2nd is this month in Access Technology. As of now, we have Michael Barber and Brad Hodges on the plate for that. So they have an opinion or two about some things that are happening and some things that are not happening. Our December 9th will be What's New over at NFB Newsline. They got a few cool new features, one that's been out a little while that most folks don't know about called Potable. And it's a way to make a customized newspaper so you can have stories from different sections of your local, state, national newspapers, magazines, and so forth. And also they're coming out with some kind of career link resource. So if you're looking for work, we'll be talking about all that and much more on December 9th. Any other good stuff we haven't covered yet, guys?
I think there was a couple. I'm not sure if we jumped over them. Phones, especially.
We did. You said $19 iPhones with a 3GS.
Yeah. Now that one is a refurbished, but you know, at least if you're getting it from Apple, you can, or you know, through AT&T, you can still get the protection plan to go with it. So you shouldn't have to worry about it. You know, they wouldn't sell it if they didn't think it would work, because they obviously want you to use your phone and pay for the service. But you can get a refurbished 3GS now, the 8 gig, which is the accessible 3GS. For $19, and obviously you can pay a little bit more and get the iPhone 4 or the bigger 3GSs, but you know that's a pretty low entry point. Of course, you got to look at the data plan and all those things, but that's definitely a low entry point for the iPhone. If you're looking for Androids or even the accessible Symbian phones, there are still a few of them out there. We recommend Wirefly as a really good source. Generally, you can find better deals for phones online than you can going into the store. You can always go into the store, look at the phone, and then once you look at it, don't just buy it at the store. Go back home and then look online, and then you can probably find that same phone for $50 or $100 cheaper, many times for free, especially over the next couple of weeks. So you can, and generally a lot of times they'll do overnight shipping or two-day shipping, so you won't have to wait long for that phone. They'll let you do it with a new contract, or they'll let you extend your contract. It's very seamless. I've bought phones before from places other than the actual cell phone stores, and it's very seamless. It's a pretty automatic process. It's not really any more difficult doing it that way than it is going to the store. So that's definitely something to look out for. I don't know, what else you have, Matt? Or?
Other phones, definitely Android phones are becoming hot this year. The Samsung Haven is I just spoke with a woman tonight who really liked her Haven, and I know Verizon was selling them for $30-$40 on contract. So
the same thing, I think Amazon has it for free. So
exactly,
you can get it online for free instead of paying the $40 or $50. If someone who's a senior, I noticed Jitterbug. They changed their pricing plans, and they came up with some new ones that might be a little more affordable for someone who's, that's not really an accessible phone, but it's a good phone for seniors or someone who just needs a very simple device with big buttons and for something to work.
So there's big buttons and a larger display. So if they're a low vision, and maybe that'd be a good tool for them, and they have the operator, you pay a little more, and you actually have an operator you could call if you need assistance in completing calls and things. So if you have someone who's a technophobe, that might be a resource for them, with combination technophobe with a bit of vision, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, we have about 10 minutes left. We welcome your questions here, folks.
Yep, the big rush will be starting Monday through about the next week, and I know I'm on Blind Bargains and other sites. There will be lots of posts. There'll probably be newsletters going out with 20, 30 deals in a day. So it figure out what you want. Like, if you say you're looking for a TV or a PlayStation or a new computer, kind of have in mind now what you're looking for, and then wait for that price to pop up. You can go to some of the Black Friday preview sites like bfads.net, or there's some of the other sites that you can actually browse the Black Friday ads now, or many of the stores now are even just releasing their ads ahead of time. So you can get an idea of what the stores are charging, and then you can watch out online to see if that same price comes up online or a better deal comes up online, then you know that you're okay.
Okay, I got a question here, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to let you merchants ask this one. If a merchant charges state tax where I live, but I'm shipping to another state, Does the tax applied based on shipping or billing address? It'd be billing address, right? I mean, it has to be where
it's
that
on,
card.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yes.
So
it's on billing. Yep.
So that is answered that one, my friend. It's going to be, you know, whether billing address of the actual credit card, because otherwise people could, you know, move merchandise
this is
around.
Mallory and Sally again.
That would definitely
it's
be
another voice question.
Sure. Something about the Samsung Haven. I've heard of it, but I don't. You know, I know what it is, but you said that you could get it somewhere for $40. But then you said something about you could go online and get it for free. Why in the world would you be able to go online?
Okay,
and
she's
get it
asking
for free
about
and then
a greater explanation of the Samsung Haven.
For $30 and $40, you know, you go somewhere and you
that you
pay
get
$30 and $40 for
directly
it.
From Verizon.
Online.
It is a phone with
the
built-in speech. $39.95, I believe, is the price. They said Amazon.com, I believe, is who you said was offering it for free. I've heard some rumors. I don't know if it's true. At least some were told by in-store reps that ultimately the price on that Haven was going to go up. But I wasn't sure if they misunderstood it. Maybe that meant that you could buy it without a contract and it was going to be something like $199. So maybe give a little background on the Haven for folks who just aren't aware of what this device is and can do.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, the menus talk, you can go through your contacts and read all that information. You can send and receive text messages independently and know who's sending you the message. So that's cool. It's a very good low-end phone, you know, for someone who doesn't, you know, it won't read your, you know, surfing on the web or email. So, but it will do a lot of the basic phone functions. So if you don't want a phone to go online and you just need it to do phone calls and texts, it's a very good option. Of course, it's only available for Verizon. But there are podcasts out if you search for I believe Blind Cool Tech had one, and I think did you guys cover it as well?
Yeah, Michael Barber did a review as well. It's in one of our tech chats. So as a member of SamNet, you can go and search for that, you know, right from the SamNet desktop, search for Haven or Samsung, and that'll come right up with whatever tech chat that was, or just go into Information Center or the Entertainment Guide under Cyril Talk Podcast, and that will come up here. Let's see what our next test question is. Yeah, Richard Wells pointing out $39 is or free is only with a 2-year contract, and yes, of course that is pretty standard, folks. You're going to get the discount on the price. You should assume that that's tagging a 2-year contract on along with that. So. And another thing, I've heard some complaints about, and this is something when choosing your phone, some phones have better reception than others. So I've heard it had some difficulty in basement or weaker reception areas. So, again, I don't own it. I cannot vouch for that. Again, that's just a comment that I've heard made. In fact, actually, Michael Barber was the one that made it in his review that we aired on Cyril Talk, and I believe it's also on Blind Cool Tech. So both of those reviews, I believe, are up at Blind Cool Tech. So you can learn all you'd ever want to know about the Samsung Haven via blindcooltech.com. Another question here. You talked about travel. What about travel deals for the holiday season?
If you're talking about vacations and things like that, there isn't necessarily a lot more travel deals now than there would be at other times of the year, because the holidays is actually a peak travel period. If you're looking for a deal on a vacation or airline tickets, there's nothing special going on now. There might be something here and there, but
yeah, post holiday, right? You get after the first of the year, you get all kinds of great deals and go down to Orlando and a lot of the other attraction areas, you know, San Antonio or in California, Disney areas and so forth, because obviously their attendance is down. But during the holidays, airfare, I don't think you're going to find a lot of deals, and I don't know about hotels. If
if you want to fly on Christmas or something, then that would, you know, might give you a little bit of a deal.
Right, so, but holidays and travel usually you don't always see a lot of deals there, unless it's just some particular industry or community that doesn't benefit well from it or is recovering from, you know, some kind of disaster or something that has lowered their overall tourism and they're trying to compensate for that. But again, I guess I would go back to the price comparison sites, the Frugal and the I love Frugal. I mean,
it is cool.
Let's see. Okay, we have another audio question here. Hold on, guys. I'll relay it.
Hi. Sorry to bother you guys again. This is Mallory Sally. Is there a way if I were to get... I know you said... I don't know if I'm putting this right. But I know somebody said they owned the Samsung Haven. And you said it had bad reception. But I also heard about another phone, which is the HTC Ozone. What exactly? I don't know too much about
it. Okay, she's asking about the HTC Ozone. So first we asked about bad reception on the Haven. Again, I can't verify that. But remember, when you get a phone, you've got like at least 15, if not 30 days to return that phone if it doesn't meet your needs. But she's asking about the HTC Ozone. Have you guys played with those?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, for one, I'm not sure if you can still get it.
Better, or is one cheaper?
I mean, we had a lot of people who definitely liked that phone when it was out there. You know, obviously you can get it with either Talks or MobileSpeak. MobileSpeak is has been around longer. And obviously my opinion there would be a little biased. But I'm not so sure if the Ozone is still available at this point. You might be able to find it used. I don't know, have you seen them, Matt? Or?
I haven't seen them, but I have heard from a couple of people that they were available a couple months ago. I haven't really checked on it as of now. I know that I spoke with a rep early, like a month ago, and they said they were going to be phasing it out. I would definitely check. Check with your local Verizon store. Check online.
And if you're comparing the two, remember the Ozone is going to give you a smartphone data plan. Now there is a metered one that you can get now for $15 a month, but that's still, you know, that adds up quite a bit over 2 years. If you're not going to go online much, $15 a month is $360 over 2 years, so that does add up quite a bit.
Well, exactly. Remember, the the Haven is only voice and texting, so there's no internet email. You have to decide if that's something you want, or if you get a phone, you're tied committed to some form of a data plan. And if you don't want that, then that's a pretty big charge to keep in mind. So let's see what this text question. Richard Wells says that he says the Haven actually outperforms the Ozone as far as reception in his area. So, you know, maybe the review that I heard, he could just been in a particular bad spot, because these are basically cell phones are radios. They're two-way communication devices. And, you know, it could be the orientation, how you're holding the device. You could have your hand in the wrong place. This was the big debacle over the iPhone, but almost all phones suffer from this in one form or another. If your hand is in the wrong place, you degrade reception. So, you know, whether you're right-handed or left-handed or have the device in a case, so there's a lot of factors that come into play, but that's why you want to use that trial period and put the phone through its paces and make sure that you take it back if it's not going to meet your needs. That's required by the FCC, and folks should always take advantage of that. Let's see. It's time for final comments from you guys. We'll start with you, Matt.
I think definitely. Just look around, shop around. You know, you don't have to get, if you want something, you know, definitely look around and see what's available online. Go to your local store and look at it. One of the things that I've done is, if I'm not very familiar with a shopping site online, I'll actually check it out a couple days before. That way, when there's the big rush to get the product, I'm not messing around with my screen reader or trying to figure out where the add to cart button is. You know, definitely look at the websites, you know, and have fun. Shopping can be a lot of fun, and, you know, buying new products, and, you know, it's a good experience.
Yeah, I mean, I would say definitely take time. I mean, you can spend a little time, you can price comparison. We, as blind and low vision users, have something we've never had before, and that's freedom of choice to choose from different vendors. And, you know, I try to support local merchants, but quite honestly, anymore, it's usually restaurants, because I can save 30 to 40% by buying things online than I can from my local retail merchants. But, JJ, your final comments.
My final comments, at least for Friday, stay home. There's most of the same deals that are available in the stores you'll be able to find online, and the ones that might appear to be the best deals in store, only generally speaking, in past years they've only had 5 available in the store. So if you want to camp out at Best Buy, and do mean literally camp out, you know, bring a tent on Thursday. You know, we actually drove by at 4 or 5 on Thursday afternoon, and there are already people camped out and lined up for the next morning at 5 a.m. So if that's something you want to do, and, you know, bring the whole family in, if that sounds fun to you, have fun. And I'll be staying at home and getting many of the same deals, or even better deals, on my couch.
But why? If some of this stuff opens up at midnight, or, yeah, these people get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, get out there at 5 a.m., fight people. Boy, it's amazing to see how rude people are. I did in the past, go Christmas shopping with me, and I do it just to be amused at the total chaos. Not anymore. I do it online.
If you do go, I mean, you can go, like, by around noon on Friday. There's a lot of stores that are empty or emptier. I mean, you can actually, you know, some of the sales do run a couple of days in the stores. So, you know, by that point, it's a little better, but not at 5 a.m.
That's crazy, folks. But some folks like that, though. I mean, they just like that. They like being out in the mix of people. There's just something. That's okay. But, hey, for me personally, I might get the deals, get better prices, have it shipped right to my door. Some sites even offer gift wrapping, or you can ship it to the intended person if you want them to have it early. However you want to approach it, online shopping gives us a wealth of opportunities that we've never had before. I want to thank both of you guys. Yeah.
And information about a product. Like you were saying, if you're able to look online, you can look at reviews and descriptions, product descriptions that you wouldn't be able to look at the store as a blind person.
Exactly. And you can't beat that. We finally have an equal foot with our sighted counterparts in getting deals and information and product reviews and complaint statistics. And there's just so much out there if you want to take the time and go through and read. So, guys, I thank you both very much. We are going to continue this tech chat for members of SAMNet. You can go over to the tech chat room and participate. And if you don't have access, you can go set up a free 7-day trial at www.sa2go.com. That's SATOGO.com. Again, next week pre-recorded, but very interesting discussion with Deanne Chapman. December 2nd, this month in Access Technology, and on the 9th, we'll be showing new stuff from NFB Newsline. This concludes another Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. Until we meet again, stay connected and stay directed.